Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
In Boston, teams don't win or lose. They triumph or they choke. For it's as if they're either very rich or else they're broke. The Bruins lose a series after they have been ahead, and no one says they merely failed. The word is that they're dead. They've not just lost, they've made themselves embarrassing to all. It cannot be imagined now that they could ever fall much further than they've fallen on their way to hockey hell, and no one here would dare suggest the other team played well. The Celtics beat the Cavaliers. They bottled up LeBron, unless perhaps you live in Cleveland, where they may go on about how the Cavs, who won all year, stopped playing when the dough was all out on the table, when they slipped from fast to slow. But I digress. The Celtics, if they beat Orlando too, will be the team that turned back time, a wonder through and through, a team with great tenacity, both talented and smart, a team of destiny and more, unless they fall apart and show us they are quitters, bums, an inconsistent fake, unworthy of our caring and the trouble that we take to watch them from our couches, in our homes, or in the bars, where otherwise we might be watching Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if they'll win or not. I'm no soothsayer, but this I can predict, my friend, as time goes flowing by. If Boston wins, the Celtics will be heroes, demigods, and if they lose, they will be lazy malcontents and clods. The coach will be a moron, the GM a witless goof, for losing in the minds of fans in Boston is the proof of hideous malfeasance on a bleak and tragic day. It's always this, and never that the other team could play.